This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Oh, thank you. Joint Committee on Appropriations will now come to order. And good morning. This morning on our agenda, we have some bills. We have 1042, 1043, HB 1291, and SB 38. We are going to be hearing HB 1042, HB 1043, and SB 38. We'll defer action on those bills, and we will talk about the state aid budget, but we will not be setting any budgets at this time. We'll defer action on budgets. So, just want to give an update on agenda. Appreciate everybody being here this morning, but wanted to make sure you're aware so you can make the best use of your time. Madam Secretary, will you call the roll, please?
Nesba?
Here.
Saba?
Here.
White?
Here.
Sutton?
Here.
Partridge? Lake?
Here.
Colbeck?
Here.
Greenfield?
Yes.
Bartles?
Here.
Gross?
Here.
Howard?
Here.
Koth?
Aye.
Peterson?
Here.
Post?
Here.
Maher?
Here.
Hunhoff?
Here.
Wick?
Here.
And Carr?
Here.
We have a quorum, Mr. Chair.
All right. Thank you, Madam Secretary. And we're in our last week. We have some pages that are here for our last week. Come on up to a microphone, and we really appreciate you being here. If you can go ahead right over to the end of that desk there, there's a microphone. Introduce yourself. Tell us where you're from and what your plans are after high school.
Well, my name is Paige Bradley. I'm from Sturgis, and I'm planning to go into physician assistant studies after high school.
All right.
My name's Allison Horkey. I'm from Rapid City Central, and I'm planning on going into law, but I don't know what school I'm going to.
Okay. Very good. Thank you for being here. With that, we're going to... Oh, I'm sorry. Was there minutes? I thought so. Representative Bartles.
Mr. Chair, I'd move approval of the March 9th, 2020 minutes.
Okay, we have a motion to approve minutes from March 9th by Representative Bartles. It's seconded by Senator Maher. Any comments?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. On that day, we set budgets for the Department of Agriculture Boards, Department of Environment and Natural Resources, the Office of Secretary of State, the Governor's Office of Economic Development, and the Department of Revenue.
Okay, any other comments on the minutes? Okay. The motion again is to approve the minutes from March 9th as read by Representative Bartles, seconded by Senator Maher. All in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Those minutes are approved. Thank you, Representative Bartles. Any other minutes? Seeing none, let's move into HB 1042, an act to revise the special education property tax levy for school districts and to revise the state aid to special education formula. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Derek Johnson with the Bureau of Finance and Management. Here today with House Bill 1042. Mr. Chair, I believe there's an amendment online for House Bill 1042. Could I please have some latitude to speak to both the amendment and the bill?
Yes, okay. Absolutely. Thank you.
Okay. All right. So House Bill 1042 is the annual bill to revise the state aid to special education formula and to revise the special education property tax levy. House Bill 1042 does two primary things. First, it rebases the funding per disability level for disability levels 1 through 6 and makes a slight correction to each of those disability categories in the amendment, which I believe is 1042A online. The increases to the funding for each disability level are found in Section 2 of the bill. Level 1, the current allocation level for Level 1 is $5,665.27 per child. The bill as amended would increase that to $6,152. The allocation amount for Level 2 disability is currently at $13,074.98. That would increase to $14,655. Level 3 disability is currently at $16,664.57. That would increase to $19,194. Level 4 is at $16,160.97, would change to $15,405. Level 5 is currently at $28,865.25. That would increase to $32,348. And finally, Level 6, which is currently at $8,314.11, would be reduced to $8,261. The second thing that House Bill 1042 does is it sets the property tax levies to meet the state-local proportion for state aid to special education. And those property tax levy adjustments are found on page 2 as well as, I believe, the bottom of page 3. And the bill sets the levies for pay 2021 to meet the state share target of 39.3%. The levies for all three property tax classes would increase from 1.416 to 1.484. And those changes are based on projected valuation growth for pay 21 of 0% for ag, 4% for both owner-occupied and commercial other, and property valuation growth for pay 2022 of negative 3% for ag and 4% for both owner-occupied and commercial slash other. With that, I would ask for your favorable consideration of House Bill 1042, and I'll stand by for questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further proponents? Any proponents? Seeing none, any opponents? Have any opponents of HB 1042? Seeing none, we have any questions from the committee? Representative Gross.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Quick question for clarification, if I could, please. At the very last of your comments, you gave the, I believe, a minus 3% for ag valuation. And what were the figures for residential and commercial, if you would, please?
Mr. Chair,
please.
Representative Gross, yes. 4%, the assumption of growth is 4% for both the owner-occupied class and for the commercial class.
Positive 4%.
Positive 4%,
okay, that's
yes.
What I need to clarify.
Yes.
Thank
yes.
you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Senator Nesva.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, and another question for Mr. Johnson. Just the five of those disability levels, they increased. Number 6 was a decrease. Could you just explain why that decrease happened?
Sure, Mr. Chair.
Please.
Yep. So the changes in the disability categories this year are based on a rebase, which is according to South Dakota Codified Law 13-37-35.2. And so the Department of Education recalculates those allocations based on the statewide average expenditures for each of the disability categories. And so in this case, the average expenditures that the school districts submitted to the Department of Education for two of those disability categories were reduced.
Thank you. Representative Howard.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I should probably know this, but if you could just clarify what the difference is between the levy in Section 1 of $1.68.4, and then the levy in Section 2.7 of $1.48.4.
Mr. Chair.
Please.
Representative Howard, yeah, that's a great question. So in Section 1, that is setting the max levy that a school district can set, which would be $1.68.4. However, the state aid to special education levy, the amount that a school district must levy in order to be eligible for state aid is the $1.484. But there are some school districts that levy more than that amount, up to that max, or they're able to anyways.
Representative Howard.
Just another question. I have serious concerns about the fact that owner-occupied and commercial is going up by 4%. Inflation's only going to be 2% next year. How often, if you could just tell us historically, do we continue to rise faster than inflation?
Please.
Mr. Chair. Yes. Yeah, so the actual valuation growth for the owner-occupied class and commercial class has been growing much faster than an inflationary rate. Just to, I guess, if I start at pay 2017, reading off owner-occupied valuation growth starting in 2017 was 6.81%, the next year 5.74%, Pay 2019, 7.15%, and for Pay 20, owner-occupied grew at 6.37%. Commercial, for the same years, 6.99%, 5.7%, 8.08%, and then most recently, 6.24%.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I was a little confused. So it's the valuation that's going up, not necessarily the levy. So what's the levy been doing historically for percentage increase?
Mr. Chair?
Yep, go ahead.
Yeah, the levy, and the levy is the same for all three property classes for state aid to special education. In 2017, that levy was at 1.305. In 2018, it decreased to 1.261. In 2019, it increased to 1.367. Pay 2020, it increased to 1.416. And in Pay 2021, as proposed in the amended bill, it would increase to 1.484.
Representative Howard.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. You don't by chance have the calculation on the percentage increases those are. I just want to know how they compare to inflation.
Mr. Chair, my apologies. I was just putting those formulas in there. So from Pay 2017 to Pay 2018, the levy actually was reduced. From 2018 to 2019, the levy increased by 8.4%. In from Pay 2019 to Pay 20, it increased by 3.4%. And then as proposed in the amended bill, the levy would increase by 4.8%.
Question? Representative Howard.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So when do we ever, you know, it says in the bill, for each school year thereafter, the allocation for a student with whatever disability shall be the previous fiscal year's allocation increased by the index factor. But it doesn't appear that we ever allow that to actually kick, that we ever allow it just to increase by the index factor. I mean, just in the few years you've given me, we've gone far above inflation. How can we continue to do that to the property owners?
Mr. Chair.
Please.
Representative Howard, well, when we're looking at state aid to special education, there's two things at play. First is the inflationary factor that you're talking about. The second piece, and the piece where we've seen these increases, is the child count. And as child counts increase, then there is a greater total need to be placed on both the state share and on the local share for state aid to special education.
Okay, other questions? Senator Greenfield.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I guess, Derek, I'm curious as to what it is that you folks are, or why you're projecting a modest growth in the property tax base. Historically, it's been much higher than 4%, and yet the projection is 4. What is it that causes that pessimism?
Mr. Chair,
please.
Senator Greenfield, I don't know whether it's pessimism, but we do meet BFM along with the Department of Education and the Department of Revenue in the fall to talk about property tax valuation, and the projection is just based on some projected slowing in the growth of those valuations and projecting them not to continue to increase at the rates that they have.
Please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I guess one of my concerns is that historically, dating back to 20 years ago when I was first on appropriations, we saw that the projected growth in the base was always held what I would consider to be artificially low, and what we saw then over time was actuals come in higher, and that created a pool of money that was collected from the local property taxpayers, but it didn't get into the formula. It just created a slush fund. So my word of caution is that I believe we will see much larger growth, and I believe that we will once again have a pool of property tax dollars that doesn't get out into the funding formula. And that's editorial comment, but if you would choose to provide a retort, that would be understandable.
Mr. Johnson? Mr.
Chair.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, when we're putting together these projections for both student counts and for property valuations, there are many things at play. This year, for example, in the state aided general education formula, there's a reduction of about $3 million due to property tax valuation growth and student numbers, what I would say is slightly under projections. But you have to remember that the total need for state aid to schools is over $800 million. And so when we're within $3 million, that's fairly close. And although we would appreciate your concerns, if you remember 2 years ago, property valuations were lower than projected and student numbers were higher than projected, and we had to put quite a large amount of money in the current year into both state aid to general education and state aid to special education. But certainly it's something that's difficult to project, and understand your concerns with that.
Okay, other questions? Other committee questions? Okay, seeing none, we'll close public testimony. We're going to defer action, as I mentioned, on HB 1042, and we will move to...
Mr. Chair.
Senator Wick.
I move recess till 11:30.
All in favor of recess, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no?
No.
Roll call's been requested.
Roll call has been requested. Madam Secretary, please.
Nesva?
Yes.
Saba?
Yes.
White?
Yes.
Sutton?
Aye.
Partridge is excused. Lake?
Aye.
Colbeck?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Bartles?
No.
Gross?
No.
Howard?
No.
Koth?
No.
Peterson?
No.
Post?
No.
Maher?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
No.
Wick?
Aye.
Carr?
No. I believe it's 9-8.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, the vote is... The vote is 9 yeas, 8 nays.
Yep. Okay, receiving 9 yeas, we'll be in recess until 11:30. The Joint Committee on Appropriations will now reconvene. Representative Hunhoff.
Mr. Chair, I move to adjourn.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion to adjourn by Representative Hunhoff, seconded by Representative Bartles. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Nay.
We are adjourned.